弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to our brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣基督祝福我们，因为今天是安息圣日，神祝福的日子。
May the Lord Jesus Christ bless every one of us, since this is the day of blessing. This is the Sabbath.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名来跟大家分享一生之久的祈求与愿望。
Now, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you a lifelong of prayer and wishes.
我们现在请大家翻开诗篇27篇。
Let's refer to Psalm 27.
诗篇27篇，请读第四节。
Psalm 27, verse 4. One thing I desire of the Lord, that will I seek,that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
第五节。
Verse 5. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock.
第六节。
6. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me.Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
这是我们今天读经的进度。
This is the chapter that we are to read today.
这也是诗篇的作者大卫他一生的祈求。
This is also the lifelong prayer of the author, King David.
他曾经这样子跟神求过。他现在还要祈求。
He had once prayed to God like this, and he shall pray this again.
这件事情一直是他生命当中跟神祈求的重点。
This is actually one of the main focus of what he had been praying for in life.
就是一生一世要住在神的殿中。
Which is that he may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of his life.
就是他要成为神家里的人，住在神的家里。
Which is that he shall become the people of God and dwell in the house of God.
他要在神的家里来瞻仰他的荣美。
And that he shall behold the beauty of God.
也就是说，在神的家里，他能够看见神。
And that is to say, he shall be able to see God in the house of God.
他能够在神的家里体验到神的恩惠跟美善。
That he shall enjoy and experience the beauty and goodness of the Lord.
所以他在这神的家里可以感受神的存在，神对他的赐福。
He can experience the presence of God and also His blessing.
然后他说要在他的殿里求问。
He then said that he shall inquire in his temple.
也就是说，他对人生的遭遇的任何事情，他都可以在神的家里。来直接问这位有恩惠有怜悯的神。
Which means that regardless of what he faces in life, he shall be able to ask this God of mercy.
所以祈求神变成他来到神家里的一个重点。
To inquire of God becomes a focus of his coming to the house of God.
因为人生在世会遇到很多的遭遇是我们没有预料到的。
We will face many things in life that we do not expect.
但是不管遭遇什么事情，如果能够求问这位指引我们人生方向的神，那么我们就不会走错路。
But regardless of what we encounter, as long as we come to this God who guides all, we shall not be afraid of going astray.
大卫觉得住在神的殿里，在神的家里非常重要。
David deems, It is very important to be in the house of the Lord.
因为他知道我们人的一生一定会遭遇患难。
Because we know that we shall encounter calamities or difficulties in life.
但是只要能够住在神的家里，那么他就可以蒙保守。
But as long as we live in the house of God, we shall be protected.
他在遭遇仇敌当前的时候，他可以得到胜利。
And when he encounters his enemies, he shall have his life protected.
所以第五节说，因为我遭遇患难，他必暗暗的保守我。
In verse 5, he said, even though he is in trouble, but God protects him.
神 要把他保护起来。
And God shall hide him.
在他的亭子里，把我藏在他帐幕的隐秘处。
In his pavilion, and also the secret place of his tabernacle.
神把他藏起来了。
So God hid him.
就是说，他会发现，在神的家里，他非常安全。
He would find that it's very safe to be in the house of God.
在神的，他自己用神的亭子，就是神所特殊他所准备的地方呢，他可以得到保护。
It uses the word pavilion, which is a special place that God has prepared for protection.
那在这个神的帐幕我们就看到这里就指的就是神的家里。
The tabernacle here refers to the house of God.
那他把我们隐藏，所以不管任何危险都不能够伤害我们。
God shall hide us, so it doesn't matter what kind of danger we face, we are protected.
然后他把我们高举在磐石之上。
And he shall set us high upon a rock.
所以我们若有磐石可以做依靠，我们就放心了。
If we have a rock to rely on, we do not need to fear.
他把我们高举在磐石之上，就是他让我们可以很放心，可以看得很清楚神对我们的保护。
Setting us high upon a rock would make us very protected and also allow us to be able to see.
在他神帐幕的隐秘处，敌人看不到。
When we are in the secret place of his tabernacle, we are not seen by the enemy.
但是神他要把我们高举在磐石上，是敌人看得到的。
But God set us high upon a rock, which is a place seen by the enemy.
但是敌人看到，他们却没有办法伤害。
Even though they can see, they cannot harm us.
因为他们会最后会看见，把我们高举在磐石上的这位神是我们的保护。
At the end, they shall see that the God who set us high upon the rock is our protection.
所以第六节说，我现在可以昂首，高过四面的仇敌。
Verse 6 says, Now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me.
也就是说，他是可以得到胜利的。
Which is to say, he shall be victorious.
不管仇敌有多凶猛，有多少
，It doesn't matter how fierce and how great the enemies were.
他说我们都可以得胜。
It says that we shall be victorious.
那所以昂首表示我们不会被这个忧愁困苦以及患难把我们击倒，让我们垂头丧气。
To be able to have our head lifted high means that we would not be defeated.By our sorrow or by our difficulties.
有时候我们遇到困难的时候，我们会垂头丧气的。
Sometimes when we face these things, we would put our head down.
但是如果我们能够一直都像这里诗篇所描述的，能够住在神的殿里。
But if we can do what is described here, to live in the house of God,
我们一直可以得胜。
That we can be.Victorious continuously.
然后呢，我们就要在他的帐幕里欢然献祭，献上这个喜乐的祭。
We will then offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle.
我们在神的家里一起来歌颂赞美神。
And we will sing praises to the Lord in his house.
所以在到神的家里的时候，众人都是喜乐欢呼的。
So to be in the house of God, all of us would be joyful.
用歌声来颂扬这位拯救我们的神。
And we would use our voices of praise, to glorify this God of salvation.
所以在神的家里就充满喜乐。
Therefore, it is joyful to be in the house of God.
众人来到这个地方就会觉得很满足。
And when people come here, they would feel satisfied.
所以第二十七章他讲出了大卫他一生的祷告。
Chapter 27 here describes the lifelong prayer of David.
能够住在神的家里是何等的美好。
That it is so wonderful to be able to dwell in the house of the Lord.
能够在神的殿里来祷告神，跟他有一个很亲密的关系，是我们所向往的。
That it is our hope to be able to have a life of prayer and to have this relationship with God.
这是我们需要付出努力，也需要一起来体验的。
This is something that we need to put effort into and also to experience.
大卫这个作者他个人他跟神有很亲密的关系。
David had a very close relationship with God.
但是他这个亲密的关系 并不是一天就造成的。
But this close relationship was not built up in just one day.
而是一生之久，他不断的借着祷告来祈求神，来体验神对他的指引。
But rather it was cultivated through a lifetime of prayer and experiencing God.
他也是非常努力的立志要走在主的道上。
He also set strong determination to walk in the way of the Lord.
不管他遇到什么事情，他总是祈求神指引他一条路，这条正路他可以走在当中，不会偏离。
Regardless of what he encountered, he would pray to God to show him the way to walk in.
就这样子，他一辈子就跟着这位神走他的一生。
And this is how he walked his entire life.
这当中，他也曾经经过死荫的幽谷。
In this, he had experienced the valley of death.
但是他发现，这位爱他的神是他的牧者。
But he realized that this God who loved him was really his shepherd.
所以他觉得有神可以靠，他就得到安慰。
And to be able to rely on God gave him comfort.
所以大卫他本身他对神的体验呢，他非常的深入。
So David really had a deep relationship and experience of God.
有时候虽然他犯错了，
even though he had made mistakes,
他仍然能够了解这位神的慈爱不会离开他。
But he understood that the mercy of God would not depart from him.
所以他勇敢地跟神认罪悔改，求神赦免。
So he admitted his wrong courageously and repented.
他再一次地紧紧地把神抓住。
And once again he grabs onto God.
他求神能够再一次地接纳他，让他住在神的家里。
He asked God to allow him to be able to live in the house of God again.
所以我们从诗篇里面，特别是最近在读的这诗篇，都是大卫 他的一生体验。
In our recent reading, we've been reading the experiences of David.
我们可以看到，当我们如果真的用心在我们的信仰上下功夫，
we can see that if we really put the effort in our faith,
我们也能够经历像大卫他这样子对神的体验跟认识。
We can also experience what David had experienced and had come to know.
很自然的，我们会发展出相同的祈求。
Very naturally, we would utter the same prayer.
我们会希望我们的后代子孙，我们自己本身一生一世都能够保守在神的家里。
We would wish for ourselves and our children to be in the house of the Lord forever.
在这里，我们可以求问神。
Here we can inquire of the Lord.
因为这位神是成为我们生命的亮光。
Because this God is really the light of our life.
27篇的第一节。这是大卫他信心的宣告。
In 27 verse 1, this is the proclamation of David.
请读第一节。
Verse 1, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
你看这里，大卫，我们当然很多圣经的学者他们在查考27篇到底是什么样的背景底下，大卫做这一首诗。
There are many researchers who want to find out what is the background of this psalm for David to have written it.
但是我们知道他是遇到仇敌的时候，他遇到患难困苦的时候。
We know that it is the time when he encountered enemies and difficulties.
其实大卫的一生，他也曾经经历他信仰的低潮。
He had experienced the low of his faith.
可是他最终他发现神是他的亮光。
But at the end, he realized that God is his light.
神是我的拯救。
That God is his salvation.
那神是我生命的保障。
That God is really the strength of his life.
这是他在这一篇里面三个宣告。
This is the three proclamation he had in the psalm.
那个神是亮光呢。
God is light.
神是我的光呢。
God is my light.
那所以，当神的光照在我的身上的时候，
So when the light of God shines upon me,
我就不在黑暗当中了。
I shall not be in darkness anymore.
第三十一篇呢，36篇。
Psalm 36.
三十六篇的第九节。
Psalm 36, verse 9.
第九节，请读。
Verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light.
在神那里是有生命的源头。这位神是生命的主宰。
This God is the fountain of life. He is the master of life.
在神的光里面，我们得 得见光，神就是光。
And in God's light, we see light because God is light.
神是光，这个在圣经里面是一个很清楚的宣告。主耶稣也说，我就是生命的世界的光。
God is light is something that is clearly proclaimed in the Bible. As Jesus said, I am the light.
主耶稣是神道成肉身来到人间。
Jesus is God himself becoming flesh and came into this world.
他这样宣告说，我就是世界的光。
He proclaimed, I am the light of this world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走了。
Those who follow me shall no longer walk in darkness.
所以在光里面，我们就知道方向，我们就看清楚价值。
When we are in light, we can see our direction clearly and also its value.
在光明当中就把惧怕驱除的。
In light, we can cast away fear.
所以大卫他很清楚的知道说，神就是我的亮，是我的亮光。
David knew clearly that God is his light.
是要拯救我的。
That he is his salvation.
他说，那我还怕谁呢？
Then whom shall he fear?
神他要拯救我们的生命，成为我们的力量。
God shall save us and become our strength.
那神如果是我们的力量，那我们当然在生活当中，生命里面就是有力的，是有力的。
If God is our strength, then we shall be strengthened in life.
那我还怕谁？他一直强调说，我还怕谁呢？
Then of whom shall I be afraid? This is something that David emphasized.
表示说，我们如果今天有神，真的对神有体验的人，我们在生活当中会觉得很安全，会觉得很有保障。
This means that those of us who have God to rely on, we really can feel safe in Him.
不管这个社会发生什么事情，
It doesn't matter what happens in the society.
不管现在是谁在掌权，
It doesn't matter who is in power.
不管我们现在遭遇什么状况，
It doesn't matter what we face.
我们都能够相信这位神，他与我们同在。
We believe that this God is with us.
他是我的力量。
That He is our strength.
所以我们所以就会看到这个诗人他这样子在体验神的时候，
When we see that people of the Old Testament experience God this way,
在新约的时代，主耶稣来了以后，我们今天处在这个末世的时代里。
And in the New Testament, after the coming of the Lord, we live in the end times.
我们更要借着对耶稣基督的认识，而能够对这位神有深入的体验。
We all the more need to experience God.Through our knowing of the Lord Jesus.
今天神的慈爱，神的亮光要在哪里呈现出来呢？
And where is the light and the love of God going to be exhibited today?
就是借着我们对着主耶稣的信靠，我们可以真的觉得主的爱在我们身上很丰富。
It is through our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and experiencing the bountifulness of His love.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8,
第三十一节
verse 31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
32.
He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?
你看这两节圣经啊，他在提到说神把他的爱子为我们舍了，他也要把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们。
Here, these two verses tell us that God would not spare His own Son, but deliver Him up for of us all with everything.
有主耶稣的爱在我们身上，有神他救赎我们这个恩典与我们同在的时候。
If we have the love and salvation of God with us,
他说我们。不用害怕。
It says, we shall not fear.
谁能够抵挡我们呢？
Who can be against us?
所以今天其实我们最大的仇敌就是这看不见的属灵的魔鬼。
Today, our greatest enemy is the invisible devil.
很多时候这个魔鬼会利用各种方式来打击我们的信心。
A lot of times, our enemy would use all sort of things to attack our faith.
有时候用各种试探引诱要让我们离开神的爱。
To use various temptation to make us go away from the love of God.
但是我们要很肯定的，主耶稣的爱永不改变。
But we need to be certain that the love of God never changes.
耶稣基督从死里复活之后，他成为我们的依靠。
That after the Lord Jesus resurrected, He became our reliance.
他回到天父那里，要把圣灵降下来赐给我们。
He He returned to the Father and sent down the Holy Spirit to us.
圣灵要成为我们的帮助，成为我们的力量。
And this Holy Spirit shall be our help and our strength.
我们现在请看读34节。
Let's read verse 34. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
主耶稣基督他也不断地为我们祷告祈求的。
Our Lord Jesus Christ continues to intercede for us.
他要让我们保守在他的爱里。
He wants us to be protected in His love.
所以借着圣灵，用说不出的叹息替我们祷告。
So through the Holy Spirit, we are being prayed for with words that cannot be understood.
所以我们借着圣灵在跟神沟通的时候，有时候神会让我们明白他的旨意。
When we commune with God through the Holy Spirit, it is at this time that we can understand His will.
因为圣灵知道神的旨意，知道神的旨意。
Because the Holy Spirit understands the will of God.
按照神的心意替我们祷告。
It prays according to the will of God.
让我们可以保守在神的爱里。
So that we can be protected in His love.
所以35节说，谁能够使我们跟基督爱隔绝呢？
Verse 35 reads, Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
没有任何的条件或环境或人物可以让我们跟神的爱隔绝。
Nothing. There is not a single person or situation that can separate us.
第37节说，靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上都得胜有余了。
Verse 37, Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
我们主是我们的依靠，是我们的力量。
The Lord is our reliance and strength.
主耶稣基督，他为我们献上生命的代价，生命的赎价。
Our Lord Jesus Christ gave up His life as a sacrifice for us.
让我们脱离了罪恶的这个权势。
So that we can be taken away from the dominion of sin.
让我们胜过死亡的阴影。
So that we can overcome the shadow of death.
所以在基督里面
so
我们
Christ,
得到自由。
We are free.
我们得胜罪恶的权势。
We are able to be victorious over the dominion of sin.
我们得到盼望。
We can have hope.
我们不再惧怕死亡。
We do not fear death any longer.
因为在主的爱里，在主的恩当中，我们是活着的。
Because in the love and grace of God, we are alive.
在有主耶稣基督可以依靠，我们胜过魔鬼仇敌。
We have the Lord to rely on to be victorious against Satan.
因为魔鬼他不能够伤害我们。
Satan cannot harm us.
他只会迷惑人。
He can only tempt us.
但是我们靠着主。我们就得力量，我们可以胜过，我们可以看透魔鬼的诡计。
But through our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall have the vision to see through His scheme.
所以我们可以靠着主，能够昂首，能够得胜。
We can rely on the Lord to be lifted up and to be victorious.
那我们需要在神的殿里面来求问神。
We need to be in the house of God, inquiring of Him.
我们对神的有这样的一个信心跟认识之后
，When we have this kind of faith and also recognition.
你看诗篇27篇的第四节，他说：“我要在神的殿里来求问神。”
Psalm 27 verse 4 tells us that he inquires of the Lord in his temple.
在神的家当中，我体验到神的恩典。
That it is in the house of God we experience God's grace.
看到神的美。
To see the beauty of God.
你看神的荣美，有光照下去的时候，我们就看得清楚。
When the beauty of God is shined forth.We can see clearly.
我们在光明当中，我们就看到自己的黑暗。
And in light, we shall see our own darkness.
我们看到我们自己的罪恶。
We can see our sins.
所以我们会对罪恶敏感，我们会想要洁净自己。
We will then be sensitive to our sins and want to cleanse ourselves.
然后在神的家里可以感受到这个神的这个恩惠跟美善。
Then in the house of God, we can experience His grace and
goodness. 看到他的存在。
We can see His presence,
就在我们当中
that He is among us.
然后我们求他
then we inquired of Him.
所以我们来到神的家，我们很重要就是能够跟神沟通。
So it's important for us to communicate with God when we come to His house.
在神的家里的祷告
that we pray in the house of God.
这个当然祷告，我们不是只有到教会来祷告而已。
Of course, we don't only pray when we come to church.
今天圣灵与我们同在的时候
，Today, as we have the abundance of the Holy Spirit,
其实我们的心就成为圣灵的殿。
Our heart is really the temple of the Spirit.
所以我们要记得圣灵常常的祷告神。
We need to pray to God through this Spirit.
但是这个地方第二十七篇第四节特别强调，他要在神的家里面，在神的殿里面来求问神。
But chapter 27 verse 4 emphasizes that he shall dwell in the house of God and inquired of him there.
我们有任何大小事情都可以在祷告当中问神。
We can ask God about anything, whether big or small.
有时候我们不要认为说啊，一些小事不要去麻烦神。
Sometimes, we may fall into the trap that this is a small thing. We don't need to pray to God about it.
对神来说，没有所谓大小事情。
For God, there is really nothing that is too big or too small.
只有是我们愿不愿意问他的问题而已。
The question is whether we're willing to ask.
我们是不是承认他可以为我解决一切的事情？
Are we willing to acknowledge that He can solve all of our problems?
如果我们能够把凡事都借祷告来求神问神
，If we can really entrust all things to Him through our prayer,
我们会经历神对我们格外的照顾。
We will experience this protection or care from God beyond our expectation.
我们有位姐妹，她信主很久了。
We have a sister who has believed.In God for a long time.
她的家人也曾经是服侍神的人。
Her family also served God.
她的很多朋友亲人也都是在主里面曾经很热心的。
A lot of her friends were also very fervent.
可是后来在生活当中经历一些遭遇啊，慢慢的，有几个就离开神。
But somehow through certain situation, some of them have departed from God.
那曾经也对教会对神失望过。
And they have also become disappointed in the church.
他曾经想到说，神怎么会这样子？神怎么这个教会怎么要这样子对待我的家人？
She thought about why would God allow this to happen to my family?
那感谢神，神的爱都一直保守他。
But thank God, His love continued to protect her.
他不敢怀疑神的存在。
She did not dare.To doubt the existence of God.
因为他自己曾经在祷告里面感受到神对他很清楚的爱。
Because in the past she had experienced very clearly the love of God in her prayer.
圣灵一直在保守他。
And the Holy Spirit protected her continuously.
可是他心里面就是一直觉得有个疑惑，为什么会这样子？
But in her heart she had this doubt.
神真的在这个教会吗？
Is God really here in this church?
我们现在所信的这个真理真的就是这个使徒时代一直下来从圣经里面完备的真理吗？
The truth that we believe in, is it really the truth that persisted ever since the time of the apostles?
所以感谢神，他就懂得凡事来求问神。
Thank God, she really understood to pray to God about everything.
他自己本身就有一个祷告的习惯。
She has this habit of praying.
在家里他就祷告神。
She would pray to God at home.
她有一个固定时间，她就是在祷告。
During a specified time.
那有一次特别的祷告里面。
One time in her special prayer.
她还是问神说：“神啊，怎么会这样子？”
She continued to ask God, God, why would it be like this? Let me understand.
让我明白教会到底有没有什么问题。
Let me understand whether there is a problem in the church.
嘿，祷告当中哦，这个她这样求问神以后。
When she prayed to God in such a way.
圣灵充满。
Then the Holy Spirit filled her.
圣灵充满之后
，when she's filled with the Holy Spirit,
很自然的，她的那个灵眼就改变了。
Her tongue changed.
那改变以后
，after it changed,
那就她就在灵里面很清楚的神跟她讲了几句话。
She was very clear in spirit what God said to her.
神说：“我就是主你的神，你的神。”
God said, "I am the Lord your God."
我是你的神。
I am your God.
我就在你这里。
I am here.
他祷告完之后，他就真的非常满足了。
And after that prayer, she was very satisfied.
他神回应他说：“我就在这里。”
God responded to her saying, "I am here."
我就在你们当中。
I am among you.
所以这个教会，它真的是神从这个世界里面所呼召出来的人所组成的团体。
The church is the place where the people who were called by God.
这成为基督的身体。
This is Really, the body of Christ.
这个我们这一群人组成就是神的家。
This body that is formed by these people are the family of God.
就是旧约时代的神的殿。
And it is the temple in the Old Testament.
所以神回应他说：“我就在这里。”
God said to her, I am here.
哇, 她心里面就非常的喜乐。
She was so joyful in her heart.
那接下来呢？诶，她就在祷告当中，灵眼就改变。
Then, as she continued to pray, her tongue changed.
哇，她就一直哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
She continued to say, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
她就是有一个灵眼，她不明白到底是怎么一回事。
But then she also said something in her tongue that she could not understand.
诶，在这个祷告当中啊，她不明白，但是她就喜乐。
She did not understand, but she was very joyous.
后来在一次的机会当中，
But then later on in one of the services,
她曾经去问过很多人说到底这个是什么意思。
And by that point, she had asked a lot of people, what did that thing mean?
这个是圣灵里面在跟她讲话，别人不知道。
This is something that was spoken to her through the Spirit. Other people did not know.
一直到她有一天在聚会的时候，进会堂看到这个荧幕上所写的字。
One time, as she was walking into her service, she saw the title that was projected on the screen.
这个荧幕上的题目就是写真耶稣教会。
And the title of that sermon was the True Jesus Church.
这真耶稣教会这五个字，就是当时在祷告里面圣灵改变所发出的这个声音，他不明白的。
And these words, True Jesus Church, were exactly what she uttered in her prayer, which she did not understand at the time.
但在灵里面，神就让她明白了。
So in the spirit, God made her understand.
她就明白这真耶稣教会到底什么意思。
She understood what that meant, True Jesus Church.
这就是主告诉她的，我就在这里。
This is what the Lord was trying to tell her that I am here.
所以一些事情，我们可以在神的殿里求问，属灵的奥秘就向我们显明了。
We can pray about the mystery of God, and it would be revealed to us.
那所以在神的家里面，我们可以感受到神，他真的是活着神。
In the house of God, we can truly experience that our God is a living God.
祷告是有功效的。
And when we pray here, it is effective.
因为我们祷告，神是在听的。
Because when we pray, God listens.
我们今天如果能够在，都一直能够住在神的家里。
Today, if we can all dwell in the house of God continuously,
在神的家里面是大家弟兄姐妹像一家人一样。
We will realize that we are all like a family.
大卫他在诗篇二十三篇他这样说。
In Psalm 23, David says,
在神的家里面，他为我们摆设筵席。
That the Lord had prepared the tables in his house.
这个神的神的家，神是主人呢。
God is the master of this house.
他用丰盛的恩典和慈爱来喂养我们。
He would feed us with bountiful grace.
二十三篇的第六节，他说
，Verse six, he says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever."
这是大卫他诗篇二十三篇最后的结论。
This is the conclusion of Psalm 23 by David.
在神的家里面，他可以感受到神属灵的恩典。
He said that he could experience the spiritual grace from God in his house.
这个恩典是让他可以在敌人面前像在享受神丰盛的筵席一样的。
This grace allowed him to be like enjoying the table in the presence of his enemies.
神像一个很热情很丰富的主人在招待他的百姓。
God is like a very hospitable master who took care of his people.
他热情的招待我们，用油膏我们的头啊。
He would take care of us by anointing our head with oil.
就是他很慷慨的、很热情的迎接我们每一个人。
That is to say, he would accept all of us with warmth.
他让我们的福杯满溢。
And he would make our cup overflow.
他把恩典倒在我们身上。
He would pour grace onto our body.
让我们觉得神的赐福是丰丰富富的。
So that we could feel how bountiful the grace of God is.
我们在神的家里不会觉得缺乏，不会觉得不满足。
We would not find ourselves lacking in the house of God.
这是为什么大卫他发展出一个对神的一个信念，他很喜欢来亲近神的家。
This is the reason why David was able to proclaim that he longs to be in the house of God.
第二十六篇的第十第六第八节
Psalm 26 verse 8.
二十六篇第八节
26, verse 8. Lord, I have loved the habitation of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
在这里他说, 在主你的圣所里面是有荣耀的。
Here he said, this is the place where your glory dwells.
要住在神的家里面看到神的荣耀。
To live in the house of God in order to see the glory of God.
神的荣耀在哪里展现出来?
This is really, where is the glory of God exhibited?
不是, 哦, 有一个光一时之间出现而已。
It is not just a matter of moment when that light appears.
神的荣耀其实要展现在我们弟兄姐妹的身上。
The glory of God shall be manifested in all of us.
我们今天如果能够常常来爱慕神的家，亲近到神的家会来。
Today, if we can really love this house of God and to draw near to it,
我们真的在神的殿里面来祷告神，求问神，
that we truly come to pray in the house of God,
我们的生命会改变，
our lives will change,
我们个性也会改变，
our personality will change,
我们本来是怎么样一个人，
we used to be such a person,
我们没有一个人是完全的，
and we all know that no one is perfect.
可是在神的家里面， 我们当我们愿意来亲近神的时候，
But in the house of God, if we are willing to draw closer to Him,
我们每一个人的生命都,
all of our lives shall bring forth the glory of God. Because here is where the light of God shines. And each of us can reflect the light of God.
我们透过神的话语,
through the word of God,
透过祷告圣灵的帮助,
through prayer in the Spirit, each of us can be changed.
所以哥林多后书第三章这样说,
in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us,
哥林多后书第三章,
2 Corinthians chapter 3,
第十八节,
verse 18, but we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
你看这里说, 我们来到神的家里面, 来让神的光来照我们的时候,
it says, when we come to the house of God and allow the light of God to shine,
我们看见神的荣耀,
we see the glory of God.
我们可以真的反射出神的形象在我们身上。
We can really reflect the light of God on us.
我们每一个人到最后都会带着神的形象生活在这个世界里。
At the end, we will all bear the image of God living in this world.
那当我们 能够发出这样的神的光的时候,
when we're able to shine forth the light of God this way,
这就是神的荣耀,
this is the glory of God.
这就是神的心意, 神他圣灵的工作,
this is the will of God, the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在神的圣所, 我们看到神荣耀的展现,
in the holy place of God, we can see His glory being manifested.
我们看到我们弟兄姐妹, 我们会不会觉得他觉得很可爱呢?
When we see our brothers and sisters, we feel that they're all very adorable.
当我们 每一周我们有六天在这个世界上生活。
For 6 days, we live in the world.
当我们来到教会,看到弟兄姐妹的时候,
and when we come to church and 我们会, see our brothers and sisters,
我们会不会觉得那个亲切感, 这个就是我的家人。
Do we feel that closeness that these are our family members?
我们这个弟兄姐妹, 每一个人都很可爱。
That each and every one of us is adorable.
每一个人都有很多的优点。
And everyone has his strength.
我们很愿意跟弟兄姐妹亲近。
And that we're willing to be close to all of our brothers and sisters.
所以其实神的光照我们的时候,
when the light of God shines upon us,
我们每一个人真的, 我们的个性会越来越像耶稣基督的,
we will be more and more like Jesus.
我们在这里能够像神的家里面的人, 每一个人都可以彼此相爱的,
we would be able to love everyone in this house.
不管我们本来有什么个性, 我们都可以改变,
regardless of our past, we can change.
本来很忧愁的人可以变喜乐。
We can be someone who worry a lot, but now are happy.
本来脾气暴躁的可以变温和。
We can be someone who had temper issue and now become gentle.
本来做事很急躁的可以变得慢慢会考虑到别人。
We can be someone who was very anxious, but now we are very considerate.
本来好像没有什么责任感的，到神的家里要变得很有责任感。
We could be someone very irresponsible, but now would be responsible.
我们每一个人都能够跟着主耶稣基督的这个脚中，能够彰显出神的荣耀来。
We can all follow the footsteps of Christ and manifest the glory of God.
所以 我们一生的祷告是什么？
So the prayer of our life, what is it?
让我们一生都保守在神的家里面，不会离开。
It is that we are protected in the house of God and shall never depart from it.
不管我们遇到什么事情，
It does not matter what we face.
我们都知道在这里我们可以有保护。
We know that here we have protection.
在这里我们可以得到力量。
Here we shall have strength.
不但我们自己能够一生一世住在神的殿里。
It is not that just only we can be in the house of God forever.
而是让我们的世世代代的子孙都能够保守在神的家里。
But that our children and their children can continue to be protected in this house.
都愿意来亲近这位神。
That they're willing to draw closer to God.
能够让他们的生命改变。
That their lives can be changed.
在这个充满试探引诱罪恶的时代里。
Living in this evil and wicked world.
我们能够真的跟世界不一样。
We can truly be different.
我们的生命可以是圣洁的。
Our lives can truly be pure.
我们的行事为人可以是公义，可以是善良的。
And that our deeds are righteous.
我们可以把自己分别出来，是宣告说我是属耶稣的。
That we can be separated and we can proclaim our belonging to the Lord.
不管这个世界的价值观怎么变，
It doesn't matter how the value of this life changes.
我们跟着主的这个价值，跟着主的道路，我们一直都没有变。
We follow the value from Christ and the way of Christ and never change.
我们在神的家里面真的可以得到满足。
In the house of God, we can truly be satisfied.
我们先看诗篇六十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 65.
诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第四节。
Verse 4. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple.
这里特别说，能够住在神的家里的人是有福的。
Here it mentioned that blessed is the man who may dwell in your courts.
我们必因你居所，你圣殿的美福知足了。
And we shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house.
我们在神的家里，如果能够看到神的美善，
If we can see the beauty of God in His house,
能够体验到神真实的存在，
and experience the presence of God,
看到神改变弟兄姐妹每一个人都能够反射出神的光来，
and also see how God transform our brothers and sisters to shine forth His light.
我们在神的家里会得到满足，
we shall be satisfied in His house.
今天为什么有些人他会离开教会？
Why is it that some people leave the church today?
甚至他会离弃这位拯救我们的神。
Or they may even leave this God who saves us.
是因为他没有办法在神的家里面，在神里面找到满足。
It's because they are not able to find the satisfaction in the house of God or in God.
那我们就会从这个世界里面去找满足。
We would then try to look for the satisfaction in the world.
那这个满足往往都是要满足我们肉体 的需要。
And this satisfaction in the world would only satisfy us physically.
其实是因为我们在这个引诱当中，我们看不清楚什么叫做满足了。
And in fact, it is in the temptation that we cannot see clearly what satisfaction is.
我们如果能够在神的殿里面不住的来看到神的荣美。
If we continue to see the beauty of God in the house of God continuously,
看到神的恩典到底有多重要，
to see how important it is to have the grace of God,
那我们在这里会得到满足，
then we shall be satisfied here.
我们会因着有神可以依靠，我们可以在这里一起上去赞美神，我们觉得很满足。
We can praise God because we have Him to rely on here.
世界上的这些享乐都是暂时的。
All the enjoyment in the world are temporary.
真的没有一件事情可以一直持续下去。
Truly, indeed, nothing in this world lasts forever.
这个世界一直在变。
Because the world keeps changing.
这个世界的娱乐一直在改变。
The entertainment of the world keeps changing.
这个世界就像一个滚动的巨轮一直往前在走，在滚动。
This world is like a huge wheel that keeps rolling forward.
没有人有办法挡住它的。
And no one can stop it.
社会的潮流现在在往灭亡的路上走。
The trend of the society is heading towards destruction.
因为这个潮流要把神否认。
because this trend is in the process of denying God.
这个潮流在提升，一直在 promote， 在注重人的感官享受。
And this trend is promoting the importance of human senses and enjoyment.
一直在强调要以我为中心。
And it keeps emphasizing us, or we ourselves.
但是这个潮流是跟神的原则是相反的。
But we know that this trend is against the essence of God.
我们看到这个社会的在潮流在转变的时候，我们真的很无能为力。
When we see this trend going forward this way, we really feel that there's nothing we can do.
没有办法让这个社会越加更变得越来越保守，只是会越来越败坏。
We cannot make the society more conservative or more reserved.Instead, it will continue to become worse.
但是社会在变，但是我们可以不变。
However, when the society changes, we don't have to change with it.
如果我们能够真的多住在神的家里，
if we can live in the house of God,
我们可以在这里真的得到满足。
We shall be satisfied here.
我们可以看到什么叫做有价值的。
We can see what is of true value.
有时候我们弟兄姐妹在一起的时候。
Sometimes when our brothers and sisters gather together, we need to come to a point where we feel this joy in our gathering. That when we are singing hymns together, we shall be satisfied.
我们刚才唱诗476首。
Just now we sang hymn number 476.
这一首诗歌，小弟在大概30多年前的时候。参加大专班学生联会的时候唱的。
I remember singing this hymn 30 some years ago, in the college spiritual convocation.
我在唱这首诗歌的时候，我都会想到那个时代，那一群青年是怎么样的感谢，是多么喜乐，在神的殿里面来颂赞神，来服侍神。
When I sing this hymn, I'm often reminded of how the youths at the time really felt the grace of God.And gather together to worship. And learn
我们生命当中的一个体验。
This is an experience in life.
每次唱到这首诗歌，都想到当时候的情景。
Every time I sang this hymn, I thought of that time.
就是真的是在神的殿里面，众人在一起歌颂神，那真的是满足。
That we were able to gather together in the house of God, to glorify God, and how satisfied that was.
至于说我们大家一起出去吃什么东西啊，那都忘记了。
I already forget about the times that we went out to eat.
大家做什么其他的事情都大概都没有什么印象。
Or other things that we did together.
但是只有在一起祷告，在一起读圣经，在一起唱诗的时候，那我情景一直都留着。
But the time that we prayed together, that we studied the Bible together, and that we sang hymns together, that image never left me.
所以我们在主里面的团契，其实就是要让我们能够真的在主里面得到满足。
So the fellowship we have in Christ is really so that we can have the satisfaction in Christ.
这是我们一生一世的祷告。
This is our lifelong prayer.
让我们在神的家里得到满足。
That we shall be satisfied in the house of God.
我们再看诗篇84篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇84篇。
Psalm 84.
请读第十节。第九节。
Verse 9. O God, behold our shield, and look upon the face of your anointed.
第十节。
10. For a day in your courts is better than 1,000. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness.
第十一节。
11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
十二节。
12. O Lord of hosts, blessed.Is the man who trusts in you.
这里诗篇的作者说，在你的院里住一日，胜是在别处住千日。
Here the author said, for a day in your courts is better than 1,000.
那表示说，真的在神家里的那个价值是世界上所没有办法比的。
It is telling us that the value of the house of God is not comparable with anything.
他这里说。我宁可在神殿里面看门，就是做一个很卑微的工作，都比在恶人的帐篷里面当掌权的还有价值。
And he would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than to be one in power in the tents of wickedness.
因为在这里，神没有留下一样好处不给那些来亲近他的人。
Because here, no good thing is being withheld by God for those who walk upright.
神是我们的光，是我们的日头。
God is our light and is our sun.
是我们的保护，是我们的盾牌。
He is our shield and he is our protection.
他要把恩惠慈爱赐给我们。
He shall give us grace and goodness.
愿我们都能够像这一首诗篇最后这样说。
May we all be like what is described by the psalm.
万军的主啊，你倚靠你人是有福的。
O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you.
让我们一起来仰望这位神。
Let us all look forward towards this God.
我们也可以在神的殿里面一生一世的能够瞻仰他的荣美。
That we can behold his glory in his temple all the days of our life.
我们可以在这个仇敌环绕的过程当中，我们可以得胜。
That even when we're surrounded by enemies, we shall be victorious.
我们弟兄姐妹聚在一起，我们一起来献上喜乐的祭。
That our brothers and sisters can offer together the sacrifices of joy.
我们一起来歌颂赞美神。
That we shall sing praises together to our God.
那这个就是我们在主里面的团契。
This is our fellowship in
Christ. 这也就是我们这个年度我们教会所要推动的重要的工作。
This is one of the important works that our church is trying to push forth.
让我们弟兄姐妹能够真的像一家人一样。
So that we as brothers and sisters can become like one family.
不管我们遭遇什么事情，
It does not matter what we encounter.
我们在主里面都能够得到保护。
We can all be protected in God.
我们弟兄姐妹都愿意彼此相爱。
And that our brothers and sisters are willing to love one another.
我们在祷告当中一起彼此来支援。
And that in prayer we support each other.
借着真理来彼此劝勉。
And through the word of God, we encourage one another.
让神的荣耀在这里彰显。
So that the glory of God shall be manifested here.
愿主祝福带领我们。
May the Lord bless and guide us.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
106首。
106.
'Tis blessed Savior, I will follow thee. For my sins you suffered, but gave your life for me. Now I have redemption by thy sacrifice. I will seek thy glorious prize. 'Tis blessed Savior, by thy grace I'm free.By thy loving mercy, I am now redeemed. Joyously my heart sings the eternal praise. Lord, be with me all my days. Jesus Christ the Savior, I am ever thine. Though the road before me wanders deep and fine,Keep me on the pathway in thy precious love as I near my home above. Jesus, blessed Savior, by thy grace I'm free. By thy loving mercy I am now redeemed. Joyously my heart sings the eternal praise.Lord, be with me all my days. Jesus, blessed Savior, guide me in thy way. Keep me safe beside thee evermore to stay. Never let me wander, keep me in thy light. Be with me both day and night.Jesus, blessed Savior, by thy grace I'm free. By thy loving mercy, I am now redeemed. Joyously my heart sings in eternal praise. Lord, be with me all my days. Jesus, blessed Savior, by thy spirit breathIn your tender care, I find eternal rest. Jesus, Savior, keep me always by thy side. Let thy grace in me abide. Jesus, blessed Savior, by thy grace I'm freed. By thy loving mercy I am now redeemed. Joyously my heart sings in eternal praise. Lord, be with me all my days.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.
我们彼此代祷, 求主耶稣来加添我们信心。
Let's pray for one another and ask the Lord to increase our faith.
让我们每一个人都能够被保守在主的爱里。
So that all of us may be protected in His love.
我们都愿意, 更加愿意来亲近神。
And that we are all the more willing to draw closer to Him.
在我们的日常生活当中, 能够建立这样子跟神亲密, 关系。
In our daily lives, we build a close relationship with Him.
我们跟从耶稣基督。
We follow our Lord.
必不羞愧。
And we do not need to be ashamed.
必然得胜。
And we shall be victorious.
必得恩典。
And we shall have grace.
我们要弟兄姐妹每一个人都没有失落。
We want each and every one of us not to have gone lost.
我们有许多弟兄姐妹是我们祷告的，我们知道的，在灵里面。
We know those brothers and sisters who need a prayer, so let us remember to intercede for them and ask for strength.
有神做我们依靠,
and with God as our reliance, we shall be victorious.
求主耶稣来加添带领我们。
We ask the Lord to guide us and to strengthen us. Now we shall pray together.
接受按手祷告的,
if you would like to receive the laying of hand, please come forward.
教会的长职为我们按手祷告, 帮助祝福我们。
And we will ask our minister to lay hands on us and bless us.
现在同心祷告。
Let's all pray in one accord.